form that give us opportunity to express who we are. Now, the second thing that you as a husband have a responsibility for is protect your family. Scriptures talk about greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus was talking about what he was going to do to provide for his church. But he talks about laying down your life to protect somebody else, to defend somebody else. And the scriptures tell us that husbands, you ought to love your wife like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You are the one that God has given the responsibility for protecting your family. And the writer John Piper made this comment. I thought it was very good. John Piper expressed this very well, this calling well, when he said, if the sound of a burglar downstairs during the night, and you think it might be a burglar, don't punch your wife and say, now I went down last time, it's your time to go down this time, and check to see what that noise is. And he said, I mean that even if your wife has a black belt in karate. After you've tried, she may finish off the burglar with one good kick to the solar plexus. But you better be unconscious and on the floor, or you're no man. That's written on our soul, brother, by God Almighty. Big or little, strong or weak, night or day, you go up against the enemy first. Woe to the husband and woe to the nation that send their women to fight their battles. When Sandy and I had been married just a few years, Jenny was about 2 years old at that time, so that would be 1973, if I remember correctly. We lived in an apartment building. And right in the middle of the night, I heard glass shatter. I jumped out of bed. My shotgun was in the hall. And so I grabbed the lamp, and I'm going in there to meet with this lamp. I got to the end of the cord, and it jerked right out of my hand. So I ran to the closet and grabbed out my shotgun, and when I'm going in there, I realize I've just got a pipe that was used as a furniture clip. By that time, I'm dripping wet with sweat. I turn on the light. And where Sandy had hung one of these wind things on the wall, a picture on the wall, and she didn't want to put any holes in the wall. It was stuck up there with a sticky thing. Picture had fallen down and broke, but I was literally sweating. But it was my job to be the one sweating. I'm the one that has a responsibility to protect my family. And as the protector of the family, that involves protecting them from bodily harm, of course, in the event of things like that, but it's more. There are emotions that my children and my wife have. She is described as the weaker vessel, not in the sense of demeaning her in any way, but she's it's like the precious vessels that you have. You have pots and pans that you use for everyday purposes, but when you get that special china that's so fragile, you treat it with respect. And that's the way you are to be towards your wife, husbands. You protect her. She wants you to know that you have her back. And you're going to be a line of defense between her and anything that affects her. And there's going to be times that she makes mistakes and wounds herself. But even at that time, you try to step in to protect her from these self-inflicted wounds that she might have. And especially is that so that you look out to protect her spiritually, her soul. Now, this brings us to the point about the spiritual leadership that you have in the congregation. Abraham was such a fine example of faith that God spoke about him. And as he explains to him his intention to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, for we know Abraham, for I've known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they would keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he's spoken to him. What did he know about Abraham? That Abraham would take what God spoke to him and pass it down to his children. Oh, that's what the wife's supposed to do. She's there with the little folks, and she's the one that needs to be teaching our children about God and Adam and Eve and about the faith. I'm not. That says him, doesn't it? It doesn't say her. And it puts on us as the husbands the responsibility for this training. Listen to the statement that is made in Deuteronomy 4. Take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and to your grandchildren. And fathers, what that means is you're going to have to go over to that remote control and get the off button. And you're going to have to make some time to teach your children the Word of God. And if you don't accept that responsibility, God's going to call you to account on the day of judgment. I blessed you with 5 children, and not one of them is a Christian. And it's your fault. Does that scare you? The children have free will.